The news today was all about doom and destruction, impending extreme weather. Midnight tonight, 10 a.m. tomorrow, they're saying there's going to be some pretty hefty flooding. And already here in Milton Keynes, I'd just arrived at the hotel I'm staying in tonight to see the emergency services attempting to secure a very precarious looking sign, a very large Jury's Inn sign, which was threatening to drop onto the streets below. A couple of fire trucks, blue flashing lights, and police cordoned off the whole area. I found some parking and had to kind of walk around the back streets through a quadrangle strewn with chairs and tables, and there's partitions and signage and barriers. I even saw a metal knife you would eat with in an expensive restaurant. I saw it sliding across the floor as I kind of battled at an angle to navigate the wind coming around the side of these buildings. I've never seen a metal knife. It wasn't flying through the air, along the floor, thankfully, but it just goes to show how strong the wind is. And I was shown in by a guy fed up of being in the wind through the back door where I think the supplies and services come into the hotel. All the lights off downstairs because they've isolated the electricity in some parts of the hotel. They've checked me into the side furthest away from the sign that may or may not, most likely not, rip the side of the building off should it be torn from the hotel. And I'm in my pleasant, clean, tidy room. I'm the guest of the Milton Keynes Geek Night tonight. They have booked this room for me. And it's always depressing when you use Foursquare and it tells you a statistic you may not be aware of, like, this is your 10th week in a row at hotels. And you got to wonder why you don't have some kind of loyalty card system. Tonight, what do I expect? I expect an awful lot of geeks, probably the largest number of geeks at a geek meet you're likely to see in the UK. I think it's always heaving due to the free beer and free pizza that a kindly sponsor always stumps up for, and quite an intimidating audience group if you have to talk in front of them, which I'm having to do tonight because we're all in the same kind of field, aren't we? We love tech, we love geekery, and I'm hoping I can nurture some of my uniqueness, if I have any left. Uniqueness that I hope has enabled me to maintain my particular kind of work through the various disruptions that have come along. And my work being heavily involved in stories, obviously. Story making, I call it, just to sound that little bit different. And all I have to do is knock up some slides, which I will do right now. Have a think about what I'm going to talk about, and no doubt tell stories myself. I've got a bath here. It's weird having been in hotels for about 10 weeks and baths becoming such a rarity because they like to keep the space tight and stick a shower in there. But I might even have a bath to relax before heading out. Got my whiskey, and I'm thinking about giving a free gift of whiskey out tonight to the first person at the Milton Keynes Geek Night who tweets after I get up to talk something potentially positive. And but now I've said that, I'm probably going to have to do it, aren't I? But I always carry spare whiskey, just in case. And on a night like tonight, with chaos in the air, it's definitely one of the emergency supplies. Tomorrow, I'll be heading back east. A friend of mine phoned me as I was on the way over here, and we've been talking about potentially taking out my Land Rover and heading east and seeing who or what we can help. If chaos really is going to come as bad as they say, there will need to be some people on the road with the ability, like myself, in the Land Rover, which has a snorkel, to be able to pull cars and whatnot out of the way. I live in an area that floods quite a lot. And so it's not, you know, it's not uncommon to have to wade in to pull a vehicle out of a Ford or something that looked like a puddle when they were driving in and is no longer. But of course, we'll be using the normal channels, interwebs, mainstream news, amateur radio, to find out if there is any kind of assistance needed in any places before we head out there, and don't want to risk getting in troubles. ourselves and adding to the burden that the emergency services already have. But at the moment, the clouds are moving fast over my head as I look out of the 7th floor of the Jury's Inn in Milton Keynes. Wherever you are, take care, batten down the hatches, stay warm, and good luck.